Hartford is a city where we are not going to use our local police force as the frontline immigration enforcement agency. Our police force exists to keep our residents safe, to keep our neighborhood secure. And so our police force is not going to ask a crime victim or a witness of crime about their immigration status. And we're not going to detain people solely based on their immigration status. That's not the role or responsibility of local law enforcement, and it's not the way to keep a community strong or safe.
With the idea that a sanctuary city or sanctuary cities across the U.S. might have their federal funding pulled, what do you have to say about that?
Well, first of all, who knows what Donald Trump is going to do? Who knows what he even considers a sanctuary city to be? What I can say is that we are going to make sure that we remain committed to the principle that our police force's job is to keep our residents safe. And that's best done by not by pushing people into the shadows, but by encouraging them to have strong, healthy relationships with their local law enforcement agencies.
All cities across Connecticut are facing funding issues. How would Hartford be affected?
Well, obviously, like a lot of cities around Connecticut, especially our big cities, we do receive a lot of federal funding, including in the areas of public safety. For a candidate like Donald Trump, who has talked about the importance of making urban centers safer, it would be amazing to me if he went about that by pulling funding from the cities that need it most. But who knows, again, what Donald Trump will do. What we're going to do is stay true to responsible, smart, right principles that help keep our community strong.
And Mayor Tony Harp in New Haven has said that she's putting city lawyers on task to potentially challenge a federal initiative from Trump if he were to say he was pulling funding from sanctuary cities. Is Hartford considering anything like that?
I suspect there's going to be a long list of cities that are going to work together on a legal strategy if President Trump actually goes forward with trying to deny much-needed federal funds to cities that are simply trying to keep their communities safe. And Hartford would be glad to join that list.